Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Yes, I accidentally signed up for a subscription, and but I thought it was something else, so I'd like to cancel that and see about getting a refund.
Okay, let me get an account pulled up here for you. Could I start by getting your name, please, ma'am?
Vanessa Gilbert.
Okay, thank you. All right. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Gilbert, I do see an account here for you. For security purposes, I do have to ask if you could verify either your address or the last four digits of that card, please.
6085.
Thank you. I show an address of 2420 Yellowstone Drive. And yes, ma'am, I see that you did the sweepstakes entry for the mixer today, and then they offer a membership to Bites Hub. It's a health and fitness mobile app that gives healthy recipes and meal planning ideas to kind of go along with that mixer to help cut sugar and carb cravings. Now, if you'd like, I can offer that at a discounted rate of only $20 a month.
No, I just want to cancel.
Okay, no problem. Bear with me just a moment. I'll go on ahead and get this account canceled and voided for you.
Okay.
Alrighty, I'm almost done. I'll have your confirmation number here in just a second. Okay, so with voiding out a transaction, normally what the customer shows is pending on their end will just disappear like it never happened. The most it could take would be 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank or card company. Okay. And of course, the account is canceled, so you won't be billed anything further. And I've got that confirmation number for you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it is C like Charlie 920-779-743.
Okay.
All right. Anything else I could help you with today, Ms. Gilbert?
No, that'll be all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.